Elements are the building blocks of our existence. Oxygen makes up the air we breathe. Hydrogen is a major part of the water we drink. But there are some elements that we might encounter regularly that we don't even know are there, and they can actually have a big impact on our health.
I'm Pat McCann, and I'm with the Minnesota Department of Health. I'm the program manager for the Fish Advisory Program. We give advice to people about eating fish, which fish are safe to eat, and how often. And we also give information about the benefits of eating fish and why people should eat fish.
Pat spends a lot of time contemplating mercury, or more specifically, the water-soluble form of the element, known as methylmercury, that sometimes ends up in the fish we eat. This type of mercury is formed by the actions of bacteria that live in water, and this methylmercury ends up in plankton and is consumed up through the food chain. Because methylmercury is bioaccumulative, it persists through the food chain and can end up in our bloodstream when we eat fish. The problem with methylmercury is that it's a toxin, and if ingested, it can have severe impacts, particularly on fetuses and young developing children.
Mercury is a nervous system toxin, and so it can affect a child's ability to learn and process information. It basically impacts neurodevelopment.
Perhaps more alarming is the fact that between 2007 and 2011, the Minnesota Department of Health conducted a study of mercury blood levels in newborn babies in the Lake Superior Basin, and they found that 1 in every 10 had unsafe levels of the toxin in their system.
10% of the babies tested from the North Shore area of Minnesota were above a level that we think is safe, so we think it's important that women know how to reduce their exposure and therefore reducing exposure in babies.
The good news is that Pat and the Minnesota Department of Health are taking a proactive approach to dealing with the problem. They'll be launching a project in partnership with Sawtooth Mountain Clinic and the Grand Portage Health Service to better understand the choices women of childbearing age are making about eating fish and to help educate them about how to keep their mercury levels down for both their benefit and the benefit of their future children.
We are hoping to reduce mercury exposures in women who are or may become pregnant. And we hope to do that because we eventually would like to prevent exposures in babies. It's important that women understand that eating fish is good because the eating fish provides nutrients and vitamins, minerals. It includes omega-3 fatty acids that are not found in other foods, particularly DHA, which is part of the brain and is needed for brain development. And women can give DHA to their babies by eating fish during pregnancy. So it's important for them to know those things, but then also to know how to choose which fish are low in mercury.
Joyce Cleese of Sawtooth Mountain Clinic and Danielle Riley of the Grand Portage Health Service will be heading up the projects at the two organizations.
For the FISH project, we're looking for participants, women aged 16 to 50. These women have to live in this area, the North Shore area, for at least 3 months. And they also need to be available for 9 months because we have you enroll, which will consist of three short questions to start with, and then we do need a blood sample. And following that lab blood draw, we will have you fill out another questionnaire. And depending on the results of your lab draw, the mercury level, we may have you come back in 6 months' time for a follow-up visit.
Just what Pat and the others will find as they work on the project over the next few months remains to be seen. But this is just the first phase of a larger initiative to launch similar programs around Lake Superior. And this opportunity for women to participate will eventually inform those future projects. In the end, Pat and the others hope that empowering women to make better choices about their fish consumption will make for a brighter, healthier future for all the people who live around Lake Superior. For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Kelly Schoenfelder. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior. Support for this feature comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Music and sounds in this feature were produced by Peter Elvin. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.